gli approfondimenti del Venice Climate Camp.
Why do we need a decolonial, a decolonial political ecology? What is missing when we do not consider the colonial looking at the political ecology of today?
Well, a lot is missing and it may not be very productive. The starting point of this decolonial ecology is the realization that we have a deep fracture within political ecology, but more broadly within different forms of environmentalist and ecological movements. A fracture where, on the one hand, people will question, tackle, think about climate change issues, environmental policies, even social ecologies. But then the proper issue of racism, of the legacy of slavery, the legacy of the colonial history of the world, maybe a bit toned down and a bit left aside. This is one side of a fracture. And the other side of a fracture is a lot of people of color that are heavily involved in anti-colonialism, anti-racism, decolonial thoughts that would maybe diminish the importance of environmental issues. And this fracture is seen in different spaces, in conferences, in classrooms, but also where we recognize that we go outside and there is diversity. Then we come to a classroom, we talk about ecology, and the diversity is gone. And it's not just a question of diversity. It's a question of also the concepts, the issues that are important to a lot of people that are poor, that are of color, that are suffering from racism. So the problem if we don't have a decolonial ecology is that we maintain a situation where we don't need to take into account the experiences of the people for whom the history of slavery and the history of colonization is not something that is long in the past. It's something that is still very present. And what I did in my book is trying to highlight or point a different genealogy of the ecological thoughts. Many philosophers will refer mainly to Jean-Jacques Rousseau or Henry David Thoreau, white men in post-colonial, at the time in slavery societies, in colonial societies. White men who pretend to be going around in a so-called virgin nature, but it's not the virgin nature anyway. And my starting point is noting this. At the very same time in the 18th century or even the 19th century in America, at the very same time that these men were walking around by themselves and producing these important pieces of work, there were men, women, and children who were enslaved in the slave ship at the very same time. And they also had an idea or an experience or a conceptualization of the world and of the earth. And it so happened that they could not avoid the political systems in order to encounter the so-called nature. Their experiences of nature was already embedded in the experiences of colonization, of racism. And starting from that, a different starting point, you can also see the kind of resistance that was put forth and the resistance that articulated, that put together both an opposition to the ecological destruction, the destruction created, for example, by the plantation. The plantation takes a diverse pieces of land, forest, cut it down and transform it into one or two different crops that will be exported. So this violent process, but also an opposition to racism, to the enslavement. One of the major figures that I take my inspiration from are the enslaved fugitives, the so-called Maroons. And they really showed this both. Now, The first point was to highlight this other branch of political ecology, even if themselves would not necessarily call this ecology, but it is really important opposition to this ecological destructions and political domination at the same time. The other problem, the thing that we miss if we don't have a decolonial ecology, is that we perpetuate a space where people think of the earth globally, of the world entirely, and yet do so without the people that inhabit the earth. So what type of world can we imagine if only a few, only one part of the world imagine this world? So the decolonial ecology is really a call to go beyond this fracture, bring people together, and you know have more weight into a different world, and have more weight against these capitalist societies.
Gli approfondimenti del Venice Climate Camp.